Hello, I'm Scott Hayward, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. It was another day of positivity with the share market lifting for the third consecutive day in a row. The ASX 200 climbed 0.3% or 24 points to 7,848 to be just 50 points below its all-time high set just a couple of weeks ago. Gains in real estate, healthcare and for the miners was enough to offset the tech sector losses, which have now fallen more than 4% over the last week. And one decision that will make the tech sector sit up and notice is the federal government's new proposals to shake up mergers. The Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, has set out a plan for merger reforms that will hand the ACCC, the competition watchdog, more power and responsibility. Amongst the new plans are to have mergers approved within 30 days, where there are no competition concerns, with more mergers to catch the eye of the ACCC if they meet a monetary threshold. A fast tracking will take place for transactions in the national interest, with a public register of all mergers and acquisitions to be created. The move has been made to protect competition here in Australia. Recently, there's been criticism of how our biggest companies can control the market, whether that be the supermarkets, the banks, our energy providers, or the airlines operating in Australia. And while the government was very positive on the way the reforms will act, not everyone is committed to them quite yet. Business groups have warned of wrapping deals up in red tape and that the balance needs to be right for small businesses and consumers to get the best outcome. And tech companies aren't quite happy either, saying that the moves could kill off the startup sector. Of course, a lot of the gains for tech investors are made by bigger fish snatching up smaller players in the market. The laws will receive further consultation by the government but are expected to enter Parliament later this year. And you can hear more on the new merger laws by listening to Money News tonight at 7pm or via the podcast feed. Healthcare stocks were amongst the best performers. Medical gloves maker Ansell extended its 7% rally from yesterday up more than 3% to $26.40. ResMed rallied 2% to $29.14. And Neuren Pharmaceuticals added 2% to $20.90. In the mining space, Whitehaven Coal gained more than 3% to $7.59. Liontown gained 3% to $1.34. And South 32 up more than 2% to $3.33. Cloud-based call recording software Dubba today announced that it sacked its chief executive following internal investigation into the disappearance of $30 million of the company money. The ASX-listed company shares have been in trading halt since the 1st of March at 22 cents. Gold producer Perseus Mining shares lost 3% to $2.26 after it said Silvercorp had accepted its takeover offer from OneCorp. And in the tech space, WiseTech Global fell just under 3% to be back below $90 a share. So the currency markets in the Australian dollar has been rising steadily over the past 24 hours, now sitting at 66.2 US cents. A dollar also gets you 52.2 British pence, 100 Japanese yen, 61 euro cents and $1.09 New Zealand. Gold hit a fresh record high overnight before just falling at the close. It's now worth US $2,356.50 an ounce. Iron ore remains steady at $1.05 US a tonne. Brent crude oil still flirting with that US $90 a barrel mark. And Bitcoin has dropped back with one coin valued at $104,575. And just finally, on Monday, we told you about the plans by Qantas to update its frequent flyer program, and its customers have responded. That day alone saw a tripling of the number of points used, with a massive 1 billion points already spent since the changes were made. Amongst the popular locations for those plane seats were London, Singapore, Tokyo, Queenstown in New Zealand, and Los Angeles. The seats on the international flights will remain available from July, with the domestic options expected to open by the end of 2024. Time to put your seat up, stow your bag, and take advantage of the new points system. Tonight on the show, we'll take a deep dive into the merger space and see what impact it will have on company action, plus get some money-saving tips with school holidays happening across the country. That's 7pm on your radio, via streaming or on your podcast feed. I'm Scott Hayward. I'll see you there.